So if you have those burning questions you want to ask about what's happening, what's going on, and I'll do my best to answer all of them. If not, the pastor will answer them. Or maybe not. But we'll do our best. But tonight I wanted to, you know, share a little bit about just about shepherds and a little bit of its past, a little bit where we're going. And I'll have some videos at the end. I think that will really wrap it up very nicely to show you what we're all about. And so I thank you for the opportunity to be here to do this. I blew into town Thursday night from Scranton, and you know, I'm just thankful that there's been no snow. Because I've been traveling all over the place since I've been here, and I'm thinking, boy, I have no idea where I'm going. These are just mountain passes, and I just didn't want to be stuck somewhere. So I'm thankful that there was no snow. And being from Florida, I'm so, you know, so experienced in driving and all of this. And so, you know, we're thankful for the God for the small victories, right? So anyway, but before I get started with shepherds, I want to look back a little bit, even in history not related to shepherds at all. I was 1 year old in 1963. So y'all can do the math, and you can talk about that later and all that kind of good stuff. But in 1963, from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial, the late Dr. Martin Luther King delivered a speech. He spoke to a nation that was heavily entrenched in division and discrimination. And as he went through his speech, towards the end, he departed from that prepared text, and he uttered four words that I think we all could probably quote. He says, "I have a dream." Well, 6 years prior to that, in a small town outside a suburb of Milwaukee, a couple of much lesser fame spoke to a much smaller audience, because Dr. King delivered that message to probably hundreds of thousands spread out over the lawn there in D.C. But this couple, the parents of an individual, a son with intellectual disabilities, approached their Sunday school class in a church similar to this, and they asked the question. They said, "Would you consider doing something for individuals and children with a disability?" As I hear that question, I can hear those same four words that Dr. King in his message delivered and says, "I have a dream." Because it's a cry out from a parent of a child with disabilities. Will you help us work with our disabled children? Would you help this underserved, often marginalized population, would you do something? Now, let me just stop right there, because as a church, the one thing you can do, if you have individuals in your assembly that have a disability, the one thing you can do is you can be a respite for those parents. Because they cannot get out. It's not easy to get away from home and to leave their loved one with someone that maybe they don't know, or with some type of a home care person. So that was free. If as a church, you can minister to a family with a child or a young adult with disabilities by just offering, say, "Hey, you guys want to go out shopping? I'll come over and hang out." I'll just now get back on track. That was free. Going back to my prepared text, but you know, so in out of that question, a ministry began. It began as just that, as a respite ministry for families who have a son or a daughter with a disability. And then later, a boarding school, an education school was started for young children with disabilities. Then society, in a good way, began to better address the educational needs of those individuals. And so the ministry transitioned from a school for children to a program for adults. And it had remained that for many years. And then in 2008, in Shepherd's, the ministry, the idea of a college actually formulated about 2006, and it became the college in 2008. It started with 5 students and 6 staff. And it ran parallel from 2008 to 2018 with the adult residential program, what some of you may know as Endeavor. And then this past June is when that program completely phased out, and the residents that were there were placed in some wonderful places. There's many God stories that come out of that, how that just happened. And it became a full 100% college. There's three things. So a lot of change. We changed presidents. My whole department is new. 100% of college is new. But three things didn't change. We still serve those with a disability. We are still a Christian-based organization that uses the ministry we have to evangelize and disciple those with disabilities and their families. And the third thing is we still need the help of churches and individuals. And we're grateful for the help of this church to carry out the mission that God has given us there in Union Grove. So thank you for that, and we'll talk more about that later. But prior to coming to Shepherd's, I should probably ask, what time are we done? Because I could be here all night long. 7 o'clock. Well, see, I'm on Central Time. We'll figure that out in a minute, right? But so prior to coming to Shepherd's, my wife and our two daughters were missionaries in Budapest, Hungary for 7 years. And we loved what we did. We loved our ministry there. I loved trying to learn the second hardest language in Europe at my age. If you've done the math, I'm 56. And I loved all of that. So why transition to Shepherd's? Why come and work for, you know, his nonprofit organization in a town of 4,900 people? You know, why do all of that? Well, in 2002, our family was placed on the journey of disability. Because in 2002, our second daughter, she's now 16, she was born with Down syndrome. And so this ministry to me has always been important. I knew about it, as many of you have, as it was the ministry to the adult residential program for years. My church in South Florida is a ministry partner of Shepherd's. But in 2002, when our daughter was born, we had no idea, first of all, what that was going to look like. We didn't know she was going to have Down syndrome. But God placed us on that path, and I just think, you know, God just connects the dots a lot of times, you know, and he put us in a ministry of serving by faith to draw us to a place now where we can come back and minister to a population like our daughter. And so that is probably one of the biggest reasons I'm so passionate about Shepherd's. It's got so many great qualities, so many God stories over the years that are just huge. But really, to be able to come back and be part of a fabric of an organization that sees individuals as those created on purpose and for a purpose, I'm all about that. And so that's probably the biggest reason we made the switch. We love what we were doing, but this really has a closeness, as you can probably imagine, to our family dynamics. And so, you know, as a parent of a child, you know, we too had, with a disability, we had dreams. You know, we have dreams of her being accepted, dreams of her, you know, growing and growing not only socially, but academically and spiritually and all of that. We have these same dreams. So I hear those same four words, I have a dream, because we live them. And I wish I could show you the one video I do not have downloaded to show anybody tonight is yesterday our daughter she's involved in cheerleading now. I never thought I'd be a cheer dad, you know, but she's involved in cheerleading in the public school, and they've invited the special ed kids to be on par in the squad. And they had an exposition yesterday, and she led one of the cheers off. And I was so proud of her. It was very clear, very confident, and it just thrilled my heart to see. So I'm thankful for this time in our life to be able to just now minister her and let her do those things. So that's kind of the backdrop for why I'm here, and the backdrop of where Shepherd's came from and where what it's gone through and to where it is. And it's, you know, change is hard for some people. And that's okay, because it's just a matter of just understanding, you know, the change. And so I hope tonight that's answered, that those questions are answered. If there's anything other than that, afterwards you can always have the Q&A and talk about those things. So who is Shepherd's College? You know, it's funny, you know, I was at a missions conference in New York, and all these young kids were coming up, and they're College. So they're collected all of this stuff. And the one mom says, yeah, I'm just starting to make a file for our kids' college programs. And I'm like, okay, well, does your son have a disability? And he says, no. I said, well, then this is probably not the college for you. But it's because people see college and they think, Harvard, Yale, Binghamton University, all these things. But Shepherd's College is a three-year post-secondary college. It's accredited. That's very important for students with intellectual and developmental disabilities. The academic side of it is that while they are there, they can pursue one of three tracks of study. They can study horticulture, technology, or culinary arts. And the interesting thing is, it's a three-year program. So by the time they get to year three, Monday through Thursday, they're out doing internships in the community at companies and organizations, and they're getting field experience. And they spend one day in class. So we get the whole package of just really getting them out in the community. And so, regardless of which field of study they choose, all of our students will take courses in like personal development. They learn how to write a resume. They learn how to do a job interview. They learn how to budget money. They learn how to plan a meal, plan a shopping list. A lot of life skill stuff goes into their training. But, so sometimes they finish our program and they may not get a job in culinary, but they've interviewed at a different type of place and they got a job in that. And that's a win. We want them employed. We want them living independently to the best that they can. And then we want them to be part of and contribute to community. There's four pillars of belief that Shepherds rest on. And one is, I mentioned already, that God, we believe that God created everyone on purpose and for a purpose. We believe that God created everyone for community. And we also believe that it is our job to train them and then to also empower them to serve. And that empower to serve is seen in the church. That's the goal. Because they go to one of five churches in our community, and we want them not just to attend church, we want them to be part of church and be part of the community and God's kingdom in that place, and to be serving and not just being served, as oftentimes is the case. And so that's a little bit, of who we are. Just a recap, is a three-year program. They can do culinary, horticultural, tech. It's like a trade school, if you know what that is. They learn it's a certificate granting program. We are in the process of hopefully in this fall offering, not taking away from what we're already doing, but offering in addition to. For some students that come that are a little bit higher functionality and higher ability, of offering an associate's program in applied technology. That's the goal right now. So that's something new. Be praying about that. There's a lot of things to figure out how that works. But that's kind of who we are. But what makes Shepherds unique? I mean, so it's a college, big deal, right? What makes us unique is really the key. To who we are. I mentioned it already. The first thing that makes us unique is who are our students. Our students are those that, by nature, by society, are not given the chance often to do something like this. I know we toured Shepherds for the first time in 2015. I'd heard about it all my life. But we were on furlough. We were bringing our oldest daughter, back to college for the first time, and we were staying in Indiana, and we were speaking in Minneapolis, and so we made the drive and said, hey, let's stop by Shepherds. We've never been there before. And so we stopped, and we did the tour. Now, the tour is very different in the summer because there's no students on campus. But if you go, and they're much shorter, if you go during the year and you happen to hit the class change time, you're going to be asked who you are, why you're there, are you coming to teach, all the stuff, And so the tours take a little bit longer if you come during the school year. But we visited Shepherds for the first time. And I remember, I'll never forget what our daughter, Bree, who has Downs, said after the tour. We were walking away, she goes, that's my college. She's already said it. I mean, she already picked culinary arts too, by the way, you know, I think she believes that culinary arts means I get to go to cafeteria and eat all day. You know, I'm not sure she understands that you have to actually cook the stuff and stuff, but we'll work on that. But it's really interesting just to see that, because that's who we serve. Because most of the time, you know, parents of a child with a disability, often they face challenges at times. You know, it's not a pity party. I'm not here looking for sympathy, but it's the reality. We often see society look at our children differently. We see them, you know, they're not smart enough. They're not capable of doing this. You know, but for a place that says, yes, they are. If you look at our bookmarks on the back table here, I have a little table. It says we focus on the, and it's got the word disabilities on there with the D-I-S faded out. And we focus on the abilities. I don't often hear on campus what a student's diagnosis is. You can see it. You can typically point out a child with Downs, you know, but I stay two nights overnight in second year housing. And one of the guys in here, I just recently found out what he has. Because we don't focus on what they have. We focus on what we can do to help them move to appropriate independence and to become part of society and contribute and disavow the thing that they can't do it because they can. And so that's the first thing I think that just makes us unique is that who we serve, who we bring onto our campus and give the opportunity to succeed. The second thing that makes us unique is our residential life program. What I mean by that is it's a college like you think of a typical college. They come in August, they go home at Thanksgiving, they go home at Christmas, they go home in the summer, and they come back and do it all over again. But while they're there, there's lots of hands-on and moving, helping them work towards independence. Because we don't want to just train them and just to be someone else's, you know, to be taken by someone else. So the first year students, they will live in a dorm. And all of this, all phases of our residential life is on campus. So not like they're off somewhere, you know, away from, you know, supervision. But the first year students, they live in a dorm. It's average probably any given year, 15 to 18 students in the dorm. Very structured, very hands-on. All years there's lots of charts everywhere of how to do things and how to proceed. I mean, I tell you, the kids on the autism spectrum, they love the charts. It's like, I can check it off, I can do it, and boom, boom, boom. You know, but we have all these charts to help them move through different phases of life skills and things. And so that first year, young adults have often never been away from home. You know, they're away from home for the first time. So it's that first year is really to help them transition from home to college. And then some of them never wash their clothes, so they teach them how to wash clothes. Some of them never planned a meal. They all plan their meal together. They go shopping together. They do all these things together. And then the second year, when they go from first year to second year, because not every student goes from first year housing to second year housing. Some come from in the first year and they go right to second year housing. We're not going to make a student who's not ready to go that next level of independence go there and fail. We're going to put them where they're going to succeed, because that's what we want them to do, is to succeed. But if they move from first year housing to second year housing, an 8-person home with 4 on each side, and they're responsible for their half of the house. So you go from all of your chores being divided among 15 to 18 down to 4. So your level of independence and responsibility is ramped up quite a bit pretty quickly. And then the third year is a 2-person apartment. And the first and second year housing, someone sleeps over from after class to after breakfast. In the third year housing, they don't sleep over like that. They'll stay over to kind of help supervise. They check in on them. The doors are alarmed, of course. We don't want them escaping into the night. You know, they have cell phones with emergency numbers. So they're not like they're just abandoned, but there's no one overnight making sure that they're doing all their stuff when they're supposed to. So that's the second part, I think, of our uniqueness, is the way that we move them from one level of independence through the 3 phases. And the third reason I think that makes us unique is probably the biggest one of all. I mentioned it, I may have mentioned it earlier, I'm not sure, that we are a Christian college. And that's really important. And some people have asked, well, they ask me, well, are all of the students that come to Shepherd, are they Christians and believers? The answer is no. I look at it this way. Does everyone that walks through the door of this church a Christian or a believer? Right? So you have this church, like Shepherd's, has two roles. We're going to either disciple the ones who come through our doors who are believers and help them grow in their faith. Or if they walk through that door and they don't know about Christ, they don't come from a family of faith, we're going to share the gospel with them through their classes and through their chapels and in hopes of reaching them for the kingdom, and not only them, but their family as well. And so that's, we are a Christian college. It's an evangelistic outreach as well. I was recently at a missions conference, and the pastor gave me was to demonstrate to the church why a college fits at a missions conference. And that's really part of it, because we are out there to reach these students with the gospel who don't know Christ. The ones who do, we're there to disciple them and to grow their faith. And it's exciting to see the Holy Spirit work in the students' lives. Recently, a young man, he's a second-year student, he came up to me and he says, you know, in their life skills, they're learning about boundaries, you know, and not just to get in someone's face and start talking to them. So he comes up to me from a nice distance and he says, you know, I can pray for you. What do you want me to pray for? And I said, well, thank you, Matthew. I gave him something that we're facing that we don't know where the money for it is coming from. If you've been there, right? So we have one of those things coming in the spring. And so right there, he said, I'm going to put my hand on your shoulder. I said, okay. And right there on the spot, he prayed for my family. And that's just exciting to see that these kids get it. And we're there to help them get it. You know, sometimes we need to get it. And so that's the thing that makes those, when you put all those three things together, the who we serve, the way we work them through independence to get them to be able to live on their own, hopefully someday, or at least with someone else, and the fact that we're a Christian college, you put all those three together, there is not, and I can say this hands down, there's not another program in the country that does that. There are other colleges that have them take classes. Yeah, that's cool. That's great. That's good. But really, to put all that package together, we are pretty unique in that respect. And so that's just kind of who we are, and it's what we're about and what makes us unique. What I like to do now is like I said, I'm passionate about this. I could talk all night. We could stay here, you know, and you can give me the keys. We'll lock the door and, you know, that kind of thing. But I would rather let you hear students tell you about Shepherd's, because that's what you as a church who invest part of your funds and mission budgets and wherever our support comes from, this is what you're doing. This is your impact. And that's what I want you to see. Because I'm just words. I'm a talking head. You know, it's like on, you know, CNN or something, you know. But to hear the students, that's really, I think, what is going to mean more to you than me for the rest of the night. And I'll interject in between each video to introduce it. So this first one, our tagline, if you'll see on my display table out here, there's a banner. It says, Finding Hope, Fulfilling Dreams. That's our tagline. You know, like Nike has Just Do It, and, you know, United, Welcome to the Friendly Skies. We're finding hope and fulfilling dreams. And so that tagline came from parents of students. We didn't make it up. Through feedback from them, this is what we get. So this first video, I got ahead of myself. I want to show one video that really kind of just sums up what I just talked about. And so if you could roll that first one, I think it's opening up Shepherd's College.
Shepherd's is really close to my heart because my youngest brother was severely handicapped. He never walked, talked, and couldn't even feed himself. He was totally dependent upon my mother and the rest of the family to care for him. He passed away at the age of 6. I now understand from experience how a handicapped child can change a family. What a blessing Shepherd's is to those families.
I was challenged a lot at high school because I see all the kids can read a lot better and spell a lot better. It was very difficult for me.
Growing up with the disability is kind of challenging because you're kind of different from other kids, but I just have to accept my disability and accept those people who have a disability too, because I know we're all the same.
So when we were exploring options for Isaac after high school, we found out about Shepherd's College.
And then I noticed that in Shepherd's College, there was a lot of disability kids that kind of made me happy. I'm not the only one that has a disability that are struggling through life like I am.
At the college, there was lots of kids who were like me, so they knew I had a disability. I know they had a disability, so they all accepted me.
It's like the whole world opened up for Isaac at Shepherd's College.
New things, new friends, new people, a lot of bonding together.
I learned so much though. I learned life skills, I learned job skills, I learned interview skills, I learned about Bible in a whole new perspective that I never been taught in before. It was so awesome.
We were thrilled because there were so many programs he could choose from.
Like there was horticulture, culinary, and tech. Because the tech class is new now. They started that this year. So that's a new thing that all the kids like.
I took horticulture major. I learned how to take care of plants, how to put seeds, how to care for plants. And it was a great program for me to be in. Oh, by the way, my business is called Gardens by Oya, so it has my little name on it.
I don't know of any other school in the whole United States that offers a certificate and a true college experience than Shepherd's College.
That's the best part because then I could get a better job. They could teach me things I never learned before.
When I left for Shepherd's College, I felt prepared for a job, for anything that Shepherd's College taught me. I felt like I could use those tools outside of college.
With working at Shepherd's with horticulture will help me get into like a landscaping business. I would like that because I like going and helping others with landscaping. And the most thing I would like to drive is the big machines.
I got my learner's permit. I can't wait to drive.
Oh no, it's not.
Whoop, my bad. I didn't mean to do that.
For me, going to Shepherd College has opened my eyes to how to live on your own, how to control your finances, how to make meals, how to just live on your own and be successful in your life, that after graduation you can say, I can do it, because they have given me all the tools for living on my own. What do you think of that?
I have learned to be a leader. I have learned to always help others, being there, caring for them, asking if they need help, just how the way that Jesus would us to treat others, because that's how he wants us to be treated. There is a purpose that you're here to do things, and that's why God put you here for a reason, because he has a purpose for you.
So like I said, that's kind of like a summary of everything I just talked about. This next one, we'll fire these up pretty quickly after each other, is that finding hope part of our tagline. And it's a homemade video by a mother recording her son who just is waiting for his acceptance letter to Shepherd's. And we talk about finding hope. The very first sentence he says, it's a little bit harder to hear than that video because it's homemade, But he says, I hope this is what I've been waiting for. And so watch Colin. He's a first-year student this year.
Hope it's what I'm waiting for. Hope so.
You can read it out loud. Read it out loud.
Who'd like to congratulate you on being accepted to the Shepherd's College. We look forward to working with you throughout the program and beyond.
So what does that all mean?
That I got accepted.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh. Are you happy?
Yeah, I am.
So what are you gonna do?
Hey, I'm gonna go to college. You just have to call Dad, right? Yeah. Gosh.
Think it's not important? You guys helped that. So thank you. The next one I'll fire up here is we talk about the finding hope, but what does fulfilling dreams look like? So the next one is about one of our graduates in our first graduating class of five. Her name is Gloria, and this is her story that they put together.
I wanted to go to college. My aunt got a flyer and she sent it to my mom. Well, we filled it out, and then next we knew, I got accepted.
I oversaw Gloria's career here at the college as her advisor. A fun memory I have of Gloria is that Thanksgiving I invited her to our family's Thanksgiving celebration. Gloria assisted me with making pies, and she had just a passion for baking and just a love for people.
My relationship with Angie Howe blossomed, basically. She became more like my mentor and my friend.
The first ever field experience that committed to Shepherd's College was Country Rose.
Chef Brett McCartney came and approached us and asked if we wanted to be a part of the program, and it's like, well, sure, let's try it out. And it went really well. I mean, we had Gloria the first one. What can I say?
I immediately like Rose. She's such an open, caring person. I was like nervous being there because I've never worked in a place like that, but I soon felt comfortable enough.
She's very positive. She takes a lot of pride in her work. She started out maybe balling up cookies or putting together muffins. Well, now she makes those muffins. She makes those cookies. She makes a lot of what's in this case.
Shepherds could see that was a good fit for me, so I started working there during my third year. Over the course of the school year, I got to do a lot of baking. Everyone who works at Country Rose is like family.
The relationship we have at Shepherds is important because they help us. The employees have to work together as a team with this person, and everyone has to get along. So it's a learning experience for them too. Also, the customers are a part of it, so it's kind of a community thing, and we all are blessed by it. So there's a bonding time. It's good for everyone. That's why we do it. Kind of selfish.
Rose realized she needed a new baker. I told her that I was staying in the area. She didn't want to lose me, so she hired me on the spot. I learned all life skills, basically, from living with a roommate, managing my own money, staying on budget. I met my husband here, got married. As a result, Shepherd's God just opened the door for me to this special relationship. And I didn't know where it was gonna go from there. And about almost 3 years ago, in October 2015, he and I got married. If I can imagine my life without Shepherd's, it wouldn't be the same as it is now. To come here for a visit, then go ahead and apply. Because you don't know what your life will be like if you don't go for it, and if you don't apply, it just might change your life like it did mine.
There's the full gamut of our tagline, from crying with Colin to seeing the smile on Gloria. It's an amazing place, very wonderful opportunity. And so, again, all of this only takes place because individuals, churches, foundations, organizations say, we believe in what you're doing, and we want to go and be part of that. And so I want to have them, students, say thank you. And I have one closing thought, we'll have questions. Go ahead.
When I came from high school and I came here, I was scared and nervous. But so when I look around, I know I'm gonna do great here, and I know I want to do what I want to do in my life. It feels like a home, like what God's like, open the gate, it's like welcome to heaven. I never give up on my faith, and He's always shown me the great path and everything. You just make new friends and enjoy this college, because it is college. Welcome to Shepherd's College. The dreams comes true and the future comes to you.
Before I came here, I was in a public high school, not really a lot. Pretty much I have more friends here than I did in high school, because they're more like me. A lot of people that I went to school with weren't special ed like I am. The staff is really nice, and so are friends. And I'm in culinary, so I like working with food. We make a lot of cookies and a lot of cupcakes. Thank you for making this experience possible.
My school experience before I came to Shepherd's was nice and all, but I felt like I didn't fit in because of my disability. I felt like I was alone because I felt like I was the only one that had a learning disability. What's different here at Shepherd's is I found a place where I belong, because there's people just like me who has the same disability as me. We have like the same story to tell, and I felt that was really cool that I have friends just like me who gets me. It's like my home here, because like not only I have friends who care about me, their staff, like all the staff cares about you. You're not being isolated with people. You can be around each other because we're also a community. I want to say thank you for those people who built this place, who brought me an opportunity for me to come here. Thank you for welcoming me into this lovely environment at the school, that I felt welcome here, felt this place where I belong. I don't know what I'll do without Shepherd's. This is like a home to me.
My dad he asked me, how would you feel if you wanted to come to college? After a few weeks, I made my decision and I wanted to go to Shepherd's. Shepherd's is a friendly environment, and it helps us strive to be more independent, be the man that I want to become and make my father proud. My life would probably be a little bit more difficult, because if I wouldn't have come here, I wouldn't become more closer to God. Thank you for your donations, and thank you for just making Shepherd's possible for families and people to come here. I came here and I think I felt more at home. I made a decision to come here, and that's how it all started.
That's our story. So people ask me something, how can I be a part of what's going on? Well, there's, I just want to point out three quick things, and I'll take any questions you have in our time remaining. One is, if you've never been, come and visit. Come and see it during school, like I said, and get that whole vibe of what's happening when the school is in session. Second thing is, most certainly, you can pray for us. Pray for our leadership, pray for our staff, pray for our students, pray for needs that we have, and pray for God's provision for all of that. And the third is, you know, the church, as a church, you invest in Shepherd's. But if anybody, you know, wants what that looks like differently, you can talk about that. But I have some prayer sheets on the table, some things you can pray about Shepherd's. Please take that, and maybe we'll keep a copy aside in case I don't have as many. But I want to take a few minutes, if there's any questions, you know, about any of what I've said, any of what I didn't say, what I should have said, you know, whatever, I would love to answer those. So if you can take a few minutes to do that. If not, we can get out early. Can I, I'm sorry, I heard financial aid programs. Yeah, I don't know the specific names of them because that's more of our recruiters thing, but we do, I mentioned the fact that we're accredited. So what that allows parents to do is to apply for FAFSA and get federal aid. Now, we as an organization don't accept federal aid. All of our support comes from churches and individuals, like I said. But being accredited allows parents to apply for that. And then they can, you know, SSI, they can apply towards their tuition. And then each state is different as to what they will allow from their state program, their state funding to translate to an out-of-state organization, institution. And so those are just some of the things we do. I mean, you know, part of where gifts from in, or from that come in from churches and individuals, they go, if they want to designate that to our scholarship fund, I have some of those brochures out there. That goes into a fund, we put it in, and then each year we're allowed to take a certain percentage of that to offer scholarships to families as well. So those are some of the things. Each state has its own different, you know, resources, and I wouldn't know the names of different ones in different states, but Eric Lindsay or Brian Canry, I can really help you with those questions. And I can, yeah, thank you. There was one over here somewhere. Okay, well, yeah, so the first year we had 5 students. This year, in our 10th year, we have 79 students and over 100 staff. And so we have a capacity of 100, but what we don't have right now is the, I remember I mentioned the housing structure, the flow. We're running into a bottleneck in our second year. So right now our second year girls are living still on our property, but in a separated building, and it's not really designed structurally with the kitchens and the things that they utilize very much in their process of teaching them those things. And so that's a 3-year project we have right now. We're trying to fund is we have three buildings on campus that were used for the residential program when it was going on, that are good for sleeping, but they're not really conducive for the flow of that residential life training. And so one is underway. We have a good portion of that one funded, but we still have 2 more after that. We're trying to do 1 next year, 1 the year after that. And so that's where we are student body-wise. We have capacity of 100 if everything was done right. But 80 students, so that's 780. I saw it over here somewhere. I thought.
What is the tuition?
What is the tuition? Tuition is $44,100 per year. That's not what we could charge for college, and it doesn't cover really all of the expenses. And that's why we're out fundraising and stuff because it doesn't cover really what it takes. We get asked from time to time, well, why aren't you charging more? And, well, you know, we want to try to make it the best we can. And we hope that the cost is never the reason that a student doesn't come. It does happen. But we try our best through the different resources you're talking about and our scholarships and various things to make that the last thing that keeps a student from coming because we want them to be there and learn and be trained. Oh, like a, okay, yeah. The academic threshold is a third grade level reading and math. And then another part of the application process is they come and they stay over for 2 or 3 days. And while they are there, the student is evaluating Shepherds, whether they think they can fit, and our staff is evaluating them. And at the end of that stay, the parents will be provided with a report that says, you know, we observed all of this, 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 and they'll do some testing and various things, and they'll either say pursue application or let's revisit maybe in 6 months and let's work through these types of things. But from an academic threshold, it's the third grade level reading and math. Okay. Going once. Going twice. Everyone's gonna raise their hand now, right? Okay, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to share with you about Shepherds. Thank you for the comfortable housing across the lot. I didn't have to worry about traffic getting here tonight. That was nice. Not there's much traffic in Towanda, but I've been stuck at a road or two trying to get out. But thank you for having me. Thank you for allowing the opportunity. And most importantly, thank you for investing in the lives of our students. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you so much. We appreciated this update. As I said, with the transition that's taken place, we just needed to be updated and familiarized with the changes that have taken place and what Shepherds is doing currently. So thank you very much. It's very, very informative, and I appreciate having that. I am going to ask a couple of guys to come and pray for this ministry. Scott and Greg, if you'd come up. Just to close our service out, praying for Shepherd's ministry and just what we have learned tonight and what is going on out there. So, fellas, if you lead us in prayer, and then I'll close with prayer.
Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for allowing us to have Kevin here tonight and just being able to learn more about what Shepherd's is doing now. Just thank you so much for their ministry, just that we have a personal connection with Danny here with us all the time, and just we know how much Shepherds has helped with Danny and the family, and just Lord, I pray for their ongoing ministry as a college. I'm sure there are lots of issues and constantly progress is always on their mind, and just pray for all the new things that I'm sure they're thinking of, and specifically the housing, possibly new buildings, and making the flow a little bit better. I pray, Lord, again, I pray for students possibly thinking about coming, you know, next year. Just pray that they will keep Shepherds in mind. And again, Lord, I thank you so much for the ministry and how much good that they're doing. In Jesus' name.
Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this presentation. We thank you for Kevin bringing to us that which you're doing in Wisconsin. And we thank you that we have an opportunity to be part of it. As we look at the lives on the screen of the presentation, it's makes it more personal when we see, you know, what our dollars are going for, and we can rejoice in what they're doing. We just ask that you will continue to bless the college, give them wisdom as they expand and look to the future. We ask that you will meet all their staff needs and leadership needs, and we think of the expansion and the programs that they're doing. We just ask you to give them wisdom. We ask you to give them also the financial resources that they need to accomplish what vision you give them. And we know that you can, and we know that you will. And we just ask that you will continue to meet that need. We thank you especially for the proclamation of Christ. We thank you for the gospel being presented to people that need the gospel. And those that are attending that are not saved, we ask that this will be the time in their life when they see that need for a Savior. And those that are believers, we ask that as they spend time there, that they will grow in their understanding of and love for you and love for each other. And we think also of the extended families. What an opportunity for them to see the love of Christ being expressed in their children's life. And we just ask as we think on these things, that they will observe the love that you have for us, in the love that the staff and the teachers and the people have for their children. Thank you again for this ministry, and we ask that God will bless it and continue it to grow. In your son's name.
Let's stand together. Father, as we conclude our service tonight, again, we want to thank you for the opportunity to be together, to learn more of a shepherd's ministry. And as we have already prayed, we just continue to ask for your hand upon this ministry, meet their needs financially. But Father, we also pray that you would meet their needs as it relates to guiding them and directing them in the decisions to be made for the future of this ministry. We just ask that you would guide the leadership so that they might be in the center of your will. Thank you again for our time together tonight. Thank you for your love for us, and thank you that indeed you have created each one of us as individuals for a purpose and on purpose. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good evening. Thanks for coming tonight. Thank you.